truly, this parade could not happen without the support of this next person. And I don't mean just a little support, but the kind of support that you can build on. In fact, their company has committed to sponsoring this parade till 2031. I'm talking about Gardner White. And the CEO of Gardner White joins me on this Thanksgiving morning, Rachel Stewart. Happy Thanksgiving, Rachel, and thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, and we're so happy to do it. And I keep, as I keep reminding everyone at the parade company, at least 2031.
Well, that's pretty doggone good, and it helps them with their planning, that's for sure, to commit to be the presenting sponsor of Detroit's beloved and award-winning America's Thanksgiving Parade. It's just spectacular. And, you know, I'm going to guess, Rachel, that your family and the whole Gardner White family looks forward to Thanksgiving morning in Detroit.
Oh, you can count on it. Oh, it's, I mean, it's spectacular. And I think, you know, like, we are, of course, a local company, so we all grew up attending the parade, watching the parade. So, you know, I think it's very authentic and real that we would be the presenting sponsor.
If I recall, Gardner White's float is called or themed "It All Starts Here," designed and built by the parade company artists. And you showcase some of the exciting firsts of Detroit, which we need to be reminded of. What are some of those firsts?
Then, Paul, yes. No, I love our float because I like the story that it tells of all the innovation that we brought to the world. Some things you knew about, some you probably didn't, of course. You know, Detroit keeps innovating. But some of the historical things that at least I did not know, we had the first tricolor traffic light, the first urban freeway, Davidson, first mile of paved road in America, first Van Gogh in a museum, first police dispatch radio, and it goes on and on and on. And, of course, you know, you knew things like techno and Coney. But, you know, we had to give those a kiss, too.
Well, the Coney is fabulous. We all love it. And we are reminded that Detroit's iconic largest 5-foot Coney dog is in the record books. Although I don't.
What a relief.
Thank God we got that one. I don't remember it that much. But and then you've got Gardner White's first float piece featuring your new downtown Detroit store, GW Home. That's a big deal and a big commitment to the city of Detroit.
Oh, this is fun. It's our concept store right on Woodward across from the new Hudson Building, or the old Hudson Building, depending on how you look at it. And we had a ball with this. It's a much more urban concept. And, of course, in a beautifully restored building by Bedrock and the Kresge Building.
And this and the beauty of the GW Home and the fact that we're celebrating Thanksgiving 2025 today is that the celebration goes on because, as I understand it, GW Home is going to be hosting a whole bunch of festive holiday events open to the public.
We absolutely are. And, you know, go to gwhome.com to see them, but you'll see a lot of it. And we really want to make it a community store. One of my favorite thing about GW Home is this is something that could only happen in the city of Detroit. We tell the story through product. All art is local, through local artists. We have some amazing ceramicists too. The woman who runs, ceramics for CCS made a great line of dishware. With some of our other art, there's this great Cranbrook artist, Luke Bryant, who has these great pieces that I've always liked. I have them in my house, so I figured other people might want to buy them as well. Floyd, it's designed in Detroit. It now can be bought in Detroit, a great bed and modular furniture, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, lighting out of Wyandotte. So this is a very, very Detroit story.
What a wonderful thing, and how personal for you to share. Rachel Stewart with us, the CEO of Gardner White, the presenting sponsor of this beloved America's Thanksgiving Parade, presented by Gardner White through at least 2031, to talk to us about artwork you have in your own home, and it's a local artist, and now you're making it available for other people in the store, in GW Home.
No, I had a ball with this store, and it's, you know, I created a place I'd want to shop. So I hope other people enjoy it as well. And, I mean, of course, part of our plan, too, is I think, you know, we have a really vibrant art community, but we want to make it a sustainable, vibrant art community for everyone. So, you know, of course, want to support a lot of these artists who are making some really world-class work.
Well, this is a wonderful way to do that, and they don't always get the attention and support, and now they are, thanks to you and Gardner White. Also new this year, Gardner White going to be hosting WDIV for their pre-parade show from 6 till 9. I shouldn't promote it because it's going up against us right now, but it's Thanksgiving
Everyone
morning.
Everyone can be a winner.
It's Thanksgiving morning, and we know you're going to listen to us and tune in to them when you're near a TV. But that's going to be live from your GW home on Woodward Avenue. So that's a nice way to introduce everyone to the new store.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. We've hosted a ton of events there, and it's nice just to get, I mean, the good thing about a furniture store, there's always a place to sit. It's really comfortable. This one happens to be beautiful. So I've been having a ball just hosting a bunch of events there and just getting people in the door.
Well, thank you for all your support. When I say we couldn't do it without you, that's the truth, my friends. And Rachel Stewart is the CEO of Gardner White. I hope for you, I know it's a busy day, but for you and your husband, Brian, that it's one of the best Thanksgiving days ever for you.
I'm sure it is. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you so much. As we continue in this special morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on Thanksgiving morning, right here on WJR.